Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about the Blue Zone project that's being launched in Tuolumne County. We're joined on the program this weekend by the executive director of the effort, Tyler Somerset, who's joining us in studio. You know, Tyler, can you explain a little more specifics about just kind of developing the plan and how that's going to work?
Yeah, so I think our first big lift here as part of this project was kind of twofold. The first is, as I alluded to earlier, kind of trying to really get a good baseline of, you know, the community health in Tuolumne County. And so right now our team is busy meeting one-on-one with various folks in the community, including local employers, grocery stores, city and county government, public health, school administrators. So that will be part of our kind of foundation and planning piece that helps us look for areas where we can kind of strategically interact with the community over the upcoming years. But the other big piece is called the real age test, and we are really promoting this heavily right now. This is an effort that we're doing in conjunction with Boston University. So this was a, you know, statistically valid survey model. Some of you probably got the survey mailed to you directly, and others of you may be learning about it, online, or maybe saw the banner downtown, or you've heard about it through your community organization as we're giving presentations. And maybe you're hearing about it for the first time right now. But the real age test will help us set kind of the health baseline for community members. This is a HIPAA compliant online survey that folks can take. It takes about 20 minutes. It can have up to 100 questions, but it will ask about your activity level and stress and your food intake and how much you move and how your social interactions are. So it's a pretty comprehensive look at you as a person. And at the end, thus the name, it gives you a projected real age. So your biological age, you know, maybe 42, but when you finish the survey, it may say, hey, based on, you know, your characteristics, everything you've told us about yourself, you know, your real age is actually 39. So keep up the good work. Or it may say older and give you some strategic ways to address that. So I think between the real age test and these discovery reports, the one-on-one stakeholder meetings is really creating the foundation of a measurement that we're going to come back to year after year. So when we create this baseline, we will then, you know, through the blueprint plan, have areas of potential interventions to work with the community, and then we'll remeasure in future years to say, hey, did we positively impact the overall health and wellness in Tuolumne County?
Yeah, the idea of living longer and better well-being is all, it sounds great. And can you explain a little bit about just how you go about actually implementing that plan and getting people to buy in?
So the Blue Zones Project believes in kind of a life radius model. And what is that? And I think essentially it is that you spend up to 90% of your time in the same general area, you know, your home and where you work and where you recreate. So the model for change is based on people, places, and policy. If we can make environmental changes in these three areas, then we create the conditions for living better lives and potentially longer lives, in our communities. And I think what Mr. Buettner learned in his research was with those nine core key principles, the Power Nine, that existed in these five areas of longevity, there was nothing that folks there were actually doing that was unique. They were just living their lives. But because each component of their life nudged them in a direction of movement or purposeful living or being socially connected, then they reap the benefits of that. So the model that we're working with will look to make changes in the built environment around us, for example, to make it easier to, you know, walk at lunch or for school kids to get to school, you know, using their own 2 feet or any number of other activities like that, that are just small, seemingly insignificant activities. But when you total them all up, you know, result in kind of lifestyle changes.
You know, does Blue Zones kind of typically, you know, advocate like local government make changes, or is it kind of more of a voluntary thing outside of government?
I think it will basically involve both. I think we will certainly be working with city and county on policy items. But most importantly, I think we'll be working, you know, with the community. Earlier when I said this is a community-driven health and wellness project, that really is the central core of the project, is connecting, you know, with the citizens that live here in this community and helping them to promote the things that they're already doing and help to encourage the things that, you know, we can do more of that will have, you know, health and wellness benefits for us long term.
You know, the idea of getting people to have more interactions with people around them and maybe their neighbors. I mean, how do you think that's something that can be promoted here locally?
So in the Okinawa, Japan, which is one of the five blue zones, they are called moais. And these are kind of small groups of people, you know, I'd say between 3 and 7, who are committed to one another and getting together to do any number of things. Maybe it's garden, maybe it's walk, maybe it's, you know, to take a hike together. But it is, you know, a way, as part of the Blue Zones project, well, you'll hear this term of moais, where, you know, we will encourage community members to connect. Interestingly, I sat down with one of the supervisors the other day, and we were talking about the Blue Zones project, and he was relaying a story to me, Supervisor Goldenberg, of, you know, this older gentleman that he saw walking in his neighborhood every morning, and that he'd look out the window, and there he was, you know, doing another set of laps. And on one of the mornings, he happened to be in his front yard as this gentleman was coming by. And the gentleman said to him, "Why don't you take a lap with me?" And Supervisor Goldenberg did. And he said, to this day, they still do laps together. And I think, in my mind, that exemplifies a moai, or the type of community connection that is begging to be made, that will further enhance kind of the social fabric and lead to, you know, increased connection amongst our community members.
You know, with connectivity, do things like social media tie in with the Blue Zone at all?
I think so. I think mostly as a platform for us to communicate with, you know, our local community here. We've got a Facebook page. We've got an Instagram account. And so we'd love to, you know, folks to know that they can plug into us there just by Googling Blue Zones Project, Tuolumne County. But I think most of the activities will be based on connecting folks, that the things that you'll see through the online world will be, you know, events that you can join, or moais that are taking place, or volunteer opportunities to plug into, as opposed to kind of specific activities that are
getting back to the more personal connections.
That's right.
We need to take one more break. We're talking with Tyler Somerset, who is the executive director of the Blue Zones Tuolumne County Project. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.